they keep shifting.
Yeah.
So they vote just now in the House of Representatives. Boehner is, you know, flailing around, attacking conservatives 2 days in a row because I and others believe he's really trying to soften us up to push amnesty and and try and attack it. But what do you make of this guy? I find him to be utterly feckless.
I think John Boehner is I think John Boehner is one of the prime examples of worthless Republicans. You know, all these people saying, "Hey, you know, the Republicans aren't as bad." No, I think they actually might be worse because they claim to be something that they're not. These guys are big government progressives. They're not liberals. They're not rhinos. They're progressives. John McCain, John Boehner, and the rest, they believe in all of these programs that have nothing to do with the United States Constitution and are responsible for $17 trillion. We have sold our children into slavery. For what? For what? So they can have power. They keep telling us, you know, oh, well, we're going to take care of it. You know, if we just do this vote, then the next time we'll... That doesn't work. That doesn't work. That has led us to $17 trillion. And the people like John Boehner have got to go. I don't know about you, Mark, but I have always been, hey, look, let's get behind the candidate. Never again. I will not vote for another Republican who is just a Republican who says, well, we got to do what we got to do. No, we don't. We have to take a stand. Mike Lee and Ted Cruz, they did what we told them to do. They ran and said, I'm going to stand against this because you're going to elect me to do that. And they actually did it. They're heroes. Meanwhile, the John Boehners and the Mitch McConnells of the world are trying to take Ted Cruz and Mike Lee and destroy them. Mitch McConnell is the biggest two-faced liar I've ever seen. I mean, I have no respect for them.
Well, guess what? I don't either. So I really feel, you know, there's a lot of people that want to keep hammering the